I looked across the hooch. 20 or 30 guys were there, some drinking, some passed out, but I couldn't find Morty Phillips among them. Bowker smiled. He reached out and put his hand on my knee and squeezed.
That's the kicker, man. No more Morty.
No?
Morty's luck gets all used up,
Bowker said. His hand still rested on my knee very lightly.
A few days later, maybe a week, he feels real dizzy, pukes a lot. Temperature zooms way up. I mean, the guy's sick. Jorgensen says he must have swallowed bad water on that swim, swallowed a VC virus or something.
Bobby Jorgensen, I said. Where is he?
Be cool.
Where's my good buddy Bobby? Norman Bowker made a short clicking sound with his tongue.
You want to hear this, yes or no?
Sure I do.
So listen up, then. Morty gets sick like you never seen nobody so bad off. This is real kick-ass disease. He can't walk or talk, can't fart, can't nothing. Like he's paralyzed. Polio, maybe.
Henry Dobbins shook his head.
Not polio. You got it wrong. Maybe polio.
No way, said Dobbins. Not polio.
Well, hey, Bowker said. I'm just saying that Jorgensen says maybe fucking polio or that weird elephant disease, elephantiasis hole or whatever.
Yeah, but not polio. Across the hooch, sitting off by himself, Azar grinned and snapped his fingers.
Either way, he says, it goes to show you, don't throw away luck on little stuff. Save it up.
There it is, said Mitchell Sanders. Morty was due, Dave Jensen said.
Overdue, Sanders said.
Norman Bowker nodded solemnly.
You don't mess around like that. You don't just fritter away all your luck.
Amen, said Sanders.
Fucking polio, said Henry Dobbins.
We sat quietly for a time. There's no need to talk, because we were thinking the same things, about Morty Phillips and the way luck worked and didn't work, and how it was impossible to calculate the odds. There were a million ways to die. Getting shot was one way, booby traps and landmines and gangrene and shock and polio from a VC virus. Where's Jorgensen? I said. Another thing, 3 times a day, no matter what. I had to stop whatever I was doing. I had to go find a private place and drop my pants and smear on this antibacterial ointment. The stuff left stains on the seat of my trousers, big yellow splotches. And so naturally, there were some jokes. There was one about rear guard duty. There was another one about hemorrhoids and how I had trouble putting the past behind me. The others weren't quite so funny. During the first full day of Alpha's stand-down, I didn't run into Bobby Jorgensen once. Not at Chow, not at the EM Club, not even during our long booze sessions in the Alpha Company hooch. At one point, I almost went looking for him. But my friend, Mitchell Sanders, told me to forget it.
Let it ride, he said. The kid messed up bad for sure, but you have to take into account how green he was. Brand new, remember? Thing is, he's doing a lot better now. I mean, listen, the guy knows his shit. Say what you want, but he kept Morty Phillips alive.
And that makes it okay?
Sanders shrugged. People change. Situations change. I hate to say this, man, but you're out of touch. Jorgensen, he's with us now.
And I'm not? Sanders looked at me for a moment.
No, he said. I guess you're not.
Stiffly, like a stranger, Sanders moved across the hooch and lay down with a magazine and pretended to read. I felt something shift inside me. It was anger, partly, but it was also a sense of pure and total loss. I didn't fit anymore. They were soldiers, I wasn't. In a few days, they'd saddle up and head back into the bush, and I'd stand up on the helipad to watch them march away, and then after they were gone, I'd spend the day loading resupply choppers until it was time to catch a movie, or play cards, or drink myself to sleep. A funny thing, but I felt betrayed. For a long while, I just stared at Mitchell Sanders.
Loyalty, I said. Such a pal.